Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. It's a simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 17th day of January 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the snow has melted off the east side of the yard and in the back, in the north side. It's just almost gone. If we don't get some more snow, it's going to be dry here pretty quick. We're going to get sucking-ass smoke for fucking summer again. I can see it coming. Anyways, let's see what we're going to look at first here. Communist takeover, :. Without firing a shot, China seizes control of American pharma. Seizes control of American pharma. That don't sound quite right. We'll get into it as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chilliqua, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. It says, communist takeover, :. Without firing a shot, China seizes control of American farmlands. This is from Rare Foundation. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Seizes, huh? No, they haven't seized shit. They don't own shit in this country. There ain't no contract that has been written that it fucking transfers land to a foreign fucking communist country that's worth the paper it's written on since 1871, because it has been an act of fraud. This goddamn corporate fucking United States is an act of fraud. It's been an act of fraud since 1871. And they, in the 1869 14th Amendment's an act of fraud because both are a violation of the 9th Article of the Supreme Superior. Absolute law of we the people ratified December 15, 1791. And by God, we will fucking enforce. You're not going to fucking starve us on our own fucking land. You fucking dinks will fucking die like anybody else and faster. Anyway, this is what it says. The Chinese communists have their tendrils in nearly every American industry, from food production to farming to transportation, education, medicines, media, movie, etc. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that the goddamn son of a bitches have brought international sin, and they have fucking taken control of the highest offices of our government under the guise of a fucking corporation that cannot exist, that is a fucking crime in its existence. And fucking, you know, they've invited the fucking, they're communist. Joe Biden is a motherfucking communist. Goddamn, Donald Trump, fucking communist. They're communists. And this is their communist breath. Bring them motherfuckers over here. You got to get out in them goddamn fields and work them. You got to get out in them goddamn fields and till them. You got to get out in them fields and rake them. You got to get out in them fields and plant them. Bring in the motherfucker. And then you got to get the shit out of here. Oh, I know. We own our ports. We own all your ports, you stupid. Yeah, you think so? We'll see if you own all our fucking ports. You don't own shit over here, commie. You better keep your fucking ass back over that goddamn ocean. Why, you still got a country to go back to. The current trend in the United States is leading us toward a creation of a Chinese-owned agriculture and land monopoly. No, you don't. Possession is nine-tenths of the fucking law. You're going to have to come over here and possess it, motherfuckers. And when you come, you're going to fucking die. You have no fucking goddamn jurisdictional right to be on this goddamn land. It's like somebody stealing my fucking gun and selling it to somebody else. Well, it's my gun now. Well, actually, no, it's not your fucking gun. Give it, hand it over, son of a bitch. Now you want to go get somebody, go get the motherfucker that sold you something that didn't belong to him. And this goddamn farmland cannot be fucking sold. It cannot be fucking sold because it is a corporation that is an unlawful corporation. It is not a legitimate fucking government. And it never had no control over the fucking sale of land anyway. And any American national who owned farmland that sold it to a fucking communist Chinese, your fucking ass is going to hang. You are going to hang in short fucking order, you treasonous piece of shit. Because you can't sell our sovereignty to no motherfucking communist around this world. Got it? According to American Military News, Newhouse raised his concerns about Chinese and ownership as he proposed an amendment in a new agriculture appropriations bill, H.R. 4356. The amendment would block any new agriculture purchases by companies wholly or partly controlled by Chinese government. Furthermore, it would ban existing Chinese-owned farms in the U.S. from drawing from federal agriculture support, and that's what's happening. They're fucking, when they talk about these farm bills, all these big money given to farms, they're giving them to the fucking, their communist comrades is what they're doing. Our fucking money, people, and selling, you cannot sell our fucking sovereignty, you motherfuckers. And when you sell to a Chinaman, you're selling to the goddamn Chinese government, because it is fucking red communism. That means no people, nobody owns nothing. The fucking, the collective owns everything, and the collective is the fucking government, and that Zing's P or whatever the fuck that little peckered prick is. You do not own shit in this country, motherfucker, and you better get your asses out of here. Representative Newhouse is an agriculture scientist and served as director of agriculture in Washington from 2009 to 2013. Democrats were fearful that the amendment might cause an anti-Asian backlash through the country. You bet it fucking will. You goddamn gooks are not coming over and taking our fucking country. We'll blow your asses away. Give it up. Get the fuck out. We never invited you here. The land that you are buying, you cannot buy. This is a fucking fraudulent criminal operation, and we will shut it fucking down. Anti-Asian backlash through the country, but the legislative package passed the House on a bipartisan vote. The issue now is in the Senate, because they're getting fucking scared, people. Believe it, with the irrational things that they are doing show that they're in a fucking total panic. Robbie Starbuck, a candidate for U.S. Congress in the Middle Tennessee 5th District race, recently drew attention to the threat of communist China buying Americans. What the fuck are you talking? You would have tried this shit fucking 30, 40 years ago? You would have been just flat fucking hung. If you were just a goddamn American with some farmland and you tried to sell it to a fucking Chinese, a goddamn communist, your fucking ass would have been hung. You'd have never enjoyed $1 or one ping tang or whatever fuck they call their goddamn money. Middle East 5th District race recently drew attention to the threat of communist China buying American farm. You don't own shit. You're buying a pig in a poke. Because every transaction since that fucking unlawful fucking removal of the republic and replacement by a corporate fucking charter is worthless as the paper it's written on. It has no jurisdictional authority within the fucking United States of America. It is fucking actually forbidden by the ninth article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme superior absolute law of this land. Ratified, the only law ratified by we the people. in December 15, 1791. Shove your fucking constitution up your ass. We didn't ratify it. We didn't consent to it. And you motherfuckers do not own this goddamn country to be selling it. No motherfucker owns it to be selling it to a goddamn communist, not the food production of this fucking country. Your fucking asses are going to, I don't care if you went to another country. I don't care if you went to Switzerland, New Zealand. You sold a big hunk of fucking land that you got through your fucking Masonic fucking connections and you fucking went off to fucking live your fucking rest of your life in leisure. You better hope you die before the fucking shit starts, because we'll drag your ass back over here, try you, and hang you by your treasonous fucking neck until you are dead. The candidate stated on Twitter, raise your hand if you think that we should ban Chinese companies and Chinese nationals from buying farmland in the United States and apply a yearly special tax to existing farmland owned by Chinese nationals until they sell it and apply the proceeds to local infrastructure improvements. Our farmland is critical to our survival. No fucking shit. Giving control of it to a communist entity that has declared themselves our enemy, that said they're going to come over here and fucking rule us. Really? You fucking treasonous, dog shit eating motherfucking Jew, fucking goddamn Zionist pig, pedophilic son of a bitches. That is open fucking treason. Every one of you motherfuckers is gonna fucking hang. You're gonna go to a common law court and your goddamn treason is gonna be fucking, you just got your name written all over it. You've signed your own fucking death warrant, you motherfuckers. Entity is beyond stupid. It's dangerous. They'll never let us control their farmland. Of course, no fucking country would. What fucking country would let you take over their food supply willingly? Would help you get it? What fucking country would do it? This is not a fucking, this is not an American, national fucking government. There is no national fucking government. There is the Bill of Rights. We stand autonomous and on our own right now, people. That's the way it is. They come here to take our fucking food producing lands. We fucking kill them. They come here to fucking try to fucking take anything. We kill them. Every fucking last one of them. Yo, China. You better zing piss, whatever your fucking little 2-inch pecker name is. You better get the fuck away from us. We're fucking American nationals. We'll strip your fucking fat little ass down. Let everybody see your little pecker and the little patch of hair beneath it. And as if you go down through that goddamn chute and hit the end of that fucking rope, motherfucker. We will hang your fat little fucking ass. You fucking think you got what it takes to take Americans? Bring it on, motherfuckers. I cannot believe that when the Japanese were kicking the shit out of the Chinese, you know, we actually, in the 30s, we actually sent fucking Marines over there to help those cock-sucking communist bastards fight. We actually built the fucking economy, just like over in Russia during the Second World War, when with Major Jordan, with the Lend-Lease program. We have built this fucking enemy that is fucking now telling us they're going to come over here and fucking rule us. With like, bring your fucking iron hand over here, motherfucker, and we'll ram it up your fucking ass and kick the fingers off, you son of a bitches. You'll never fucking rule America. You will get your own fucking country fucking melted, you motherfuckers. The practice must end. U.S. farmland should be owned by U.S. citizens. No, not by U.S. citizens, by U.S. nationals. We're not citizens of a fucking corporate fucking goddamn democracy. We are goddamn American nationals. And the only fucking law that applies to us is the goddamn Bill of Rights, which is the fucking common law for the United States of these Americas, ratified December 15, 1791 by we, the fucking people, the goddamn jurisdictional and fucking military power in this country. Test us, motherfuckers. I'm sick of listening to your fucking threats. Get on it. Protect our food supply and put Americans first. Oh, god damn, the thought of it. In December, China was accused of hoarding food such as grain, dairy, and other items, causing the price of food to climb. See, but see, they couldn't do this without the assistance of their communist comrades that are sitting in the fucking high seats of power along with the Zionists that fucking control them, the dual Israeli so-called Americans, when you fucking cannot be a guy, have two loyalties. What other country in the fucking world would allow it? This is deliberate. It is fucking an assisted attempt to fucking overthrow the people of this fucking country, take what belongs to us, and fucking spread it out across the world. This is dividing the richest country on the planet with the fucking poorest fucking country on the planet for your international communism and your one world order. You ain't getting it. We'll blow you fucking asses off the goddamn planet, you son of a bitches. You will obey our fucking law. You're not obeying our fucking law. And you've signed your name to treason. When you sign your name to treason, you've signed your own fucking death warrant, you son of a bitches. Of course we understand that's not the only reason for the price increase, but it's one. China currently holds the following: 65% of the world's maize, that's corn, 61% of the world's rice, 51% of the world's wheat, 37% of the world's soybeans. See, they're sitting here trying to talk us into, well, it's already over. We ain't fired a fucking shot yet, you son of a bitches. Wait till you see how straight we can shoot. And how many of you motherfuckers we can kill by blowing a mountain down on you. None of that counts meat. In 2013, WH Group, a Hong Kong company, acquired Smithfield Meats, the largest. But you're turning over. What are these treasonous bastards that are pumping the motherfucking foreigners in across your southern border? Are turning your goddamn production of your food over to the communist Chinese? Who are they? I've told you. They're going to come here and they're going to take this country away from you and they're going to fucking rule it. Well, between the idea and reality, you motherfuckers, lies the shadow, and in that shadow is the fucking jungle. You are going to fucking die. You're going to fucking die in hordes. Like the hordes you are, you fucking ants. Okay. Let's see, where were we? They have been a U.S. Let's wait. None of the Smithfield Meats, that was it. The largest pork producer. They have been a U.S. company since 1936. So you got to wonder what U.S. fucking so-called nationalist, what fucking owner was a United States fucking nationalist, sold his fucking production to the fucking enemy. Whoever you are, we're going to know who you are. All we got to do is get the fucking paperwork out. It's all illegitimate. They don't get to keep it. Because it's all a fraud, created under a fraudulent fucking corporation that cannot exist. Everything created under that fraudulent corporation is null and fucking void. And this son of a bitch who did this in 1936, you better hope you're fucking dead by the time, probably left it to his son, who left it to a son who fucking sold it to the Chinese. You're probably enjoying yourself somewhere in Barbados over there in the Netherlands or somewhere. We will hunt your fucking ass down and you will fucking be strung up for the treasonous piece of shit you are. You do not fucking sell out your country and your fucking people, you prick. And provide about 40,000 jobs. Keep in mind that rather it's Hong Kong or mainland China, all businesses owned by Chinese companies must be submitted to the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. That's who owns it. They're claiming to own your fucking food production over here. The Communist Party. Hey, you guys that went to Vietnam, 50,000 dead. You people who went to goddamn Korea, 30,000 dead, fighting the spread of international communists. The CCP is buying up the goddamn your food production in your own fucking country. And just with California alone. It wasn't that many years ago we could feed the fucking world. They're selling you. These motherfuckers, first place, they're not fucking Americans. They are internationalists. They're a part of the international fucking criminal fucking cabal. The fucking international corporate mafia. And you're going to die like mafiosa motherfuckers, either by the gun or by the fucking rope. Because you are in gross violation of the highest law in this for this fucking land, known as the United States of these Americas. And it doesn't cease to exist anywhere on this fucking goddamn piece of property we call the United States. Every fucking inch of it, you son of a bitches. And you think, guys, I want you guys to think about this. What kind of, would you sell, if you had 50,000 acres, Would you sell it to a fucking communist Chinese, to the communist Chinese government? I don't care how much they fucking offered you. This shows you how fucking much power the fucking mammon that the fucking Zionist Jews have created. See, that's their fucking tool. And they're in bed with the fucking Chinese. You can bet on it. But you're not going to send, no communist will ever control me or my fucking family. We will kill every motherfucking one of them you send over here. I don't care if you got a billion of them. Bring the motherfuckers on. Fire, whatever we have to fucking use. We will fucking destroy your ass. We'll create a goddamn fucking, goddamn biological agent that kills nothing but fucking Chinese. We will wipe you off the face of this fucking planet. You stay the fuck out of our country. Get the fuck out of our country. And get your little fucking pecker back over there to China and keep it there. And much of their push is tied to the Communist Belt and Road Initiative. China also acquired pork producer Cole Haraghy Packing in California in 2017. Whoever sold it, you son of a bitch. You are going to fucking be tried for fucking treason and sedition. You know you sold to a fucking goddamn enemy of we the people, an enemy of fucking freedom and liberty, a fucking goddamn slave state. You know you did it. You know what a communist is. They just gave you enough fucking money till you'd sell your fucking people out. Well, we'll see how much that, we'll shove that money, oh, fuck you. We'll shove that money down your throat till you choke to death, you son of a bitch. That will be your sentence from the fucking goddamn common law jury. Because we're going to have our fucking law back. Make no mistake about it. With these acquisitions came acres and acres of land. No shit. It don't belong to you, communist China. Not one fucking tiny square inch of this country belongs to you, communist China. It is all done under fraud. We do not recognize it. We are the American nationals that are going to blow your fucking heads right off your fucking shoulders when you try to fucking invade our country. You got it? And then we're going to send you and the motherfuckers down there, your comrades in fucking Washington, D.C., you're all going to fucking hang. Well, you'll hang side by side so everybody knows that you're communist comrades. You have fucking Joe Biden and Little Pecker, and then you'll have fucking Donald Hump, and then you have Bill Clinton. You can have all, fucking George Bush. All those motherfuckers in one fucking hanging would make quite, I'd sell tickets. Fuck, you could goddamn settle the national debt. According to agriculture news site AgWeb, with 1.4 billion mainland citizens at the supper table, China is desperate for more farmland, although Chinese President Xi Jinping, a little two-inch pecker, rarely wastes a speech opportunity without mentioning food security. China is the number one ag community in the important world. Where in the fuck did they get it? They got it from us. It belonged to us. And some fucking traitors who could not fucking take it away from us because they could not provide the due process of the law. They could not remove it from our possession. Fucking sold it. And I'll tell you what, you're going to hang, you motherfuckers. Enjoy that fucking money in that yacht while you can. You think you get that yacht, you're going to flee off the fucking Netherlands? We're coming after your fucking ass. We are coming after every fucking one of you. Once we got that nuclear arsenal, we're not even going to get up out of the goddamn chair. We're going to tell those motherfucking treasonous communist motherfuckers, turn these motherfuckers over, turn our wealth back over, or we'll fucking give send an IBM up your fucking ass. Because we will not live as slaves on this fucking planet. We're American nationals, and we're fucking free, and we're going to stay free, and we're at liberty, and we're going to stay at liberty. So Chinese President Xi Jinping, two-inch pecker, often claims it's all for food security. There is much more to it, according to USDA report from 2018. Chinese officials have ambitious strategic plans for agriculture investment to reshape patterns of agriculture trade and increase China's influence in global markets. Now, see, none of this shit could occur until these motherfuckers, without our fucking consent. Because I was never fucking asked. You were never fucking asked. This is just the rule. We're the ruling elite, the aristocracy. See, we've always owned all of the land and all of the people, don't you know? You never owned me, you motherfuckers. You never own no American National. And you don't own our fucking land, you son of a bitches. But you think you can fucking sell it to fucking China? You done it, buddy. You saw, when you fucking signed that goddamn contract, that's your fucking god. That's what's going to court. Show it right to the fucking head of the jury. Have them pass it around. It's what this motherfucker did. So, and then, by then we would have had some starving times and some fighting done. And your ass, it ain't gonna be, it'll take about 15 fucking minutes to have your ass hanging out in front of that fucking courthouse. By the neck, winched up, choking to death. You're not even gonna snap your fucking neck, you treasonous dog shit. Currently, Hawaii, Iowa, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Dakota, and Oklahoma have laws against foreign investing investors. Well, they has to be fucking laws. You can't, I mean, this is just like being in the middle of fucking World War II. And fucking saying, well, Germany, you know, we're selling land. Well, what the hell? You had goddamn Prescott Bush. He was fucking had tank factories over there in goddamn Germany. And his son and his grandson end up being two presidents CEOs of the fucking unlawful fucking United States corporation. This is how long, this has been going on for fucking ever, people, and it's time to fucking shut it down in a hard way. Slam it down. Stomp it down. Curb stomp it down. Chinese officials have ambitious strategies planned for agriculture investment to reshape patterns of agriculture trade to increase. They could never have done this except for the treasonous motherfucking Jew, Zionist cocksucker, dual citizen motherfuckers who were allowed to be put in positions of strategic positions of power that would fucking allow them to assist the fucking Chinese and fucking taking over the global markets. So think about after 2008. We were paying to have our fucking industry shipped over to China for the fucking filthy rich who had just fucking goddamn stole all the fucking 501c3s. I mean, all the 401ks, I'm sorry. All of the people's fucking houses. And those motherfucking goddamn bankers, they got paid off $1.10 on the fucking dollar, and they got the goddamn property back. I mean, that should have been enough for the people to rise up and kill every fucking one of them right there on the spot. But no. Oh, we got Donald Trump. See, we're Republicans, and we got brain damage. So we it's vote. It's what you do is you vote. See, that's your right. I'm nobody gonna take my right to vote away. My right to be stupid. My right to participate in a foreign fucking occupational fucking election, creating a fucking condition of treason and sedition that's going to get your fucking neck stretched. But you fuckers went for it, didn't ya? You didn't ya after we told you better. When we get done, hey, a lot of us are going to fucking die. We realize it. A lot of our people are going to die. We're going to watch our children fucking die. But when we get done, you motherfuckers, when we get our hands on you, I wouldn't want to be you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Corey Matt Marks, I guess. Corey Max, Outlaws and Outsiders. Listen to there at the break. Now where are we at here? Okay. We were talking about the Chinese going to own all our fucking farm. See, this is what we talked about when Trump was running, remember? The big fire cell? And then nothing was going to belong to any goddamn American. No American nationals were going to own anything. If you want anything, you had to grovel and fucking kowtow it at your goddamn Chinese overlord. You come over here, you motherfuckers. We'll fucking, all we got to do is adjust our sights down a little lower. You fucking commie motherfuckers are not going to rule this. It will not be communism. It will not be goddamn fascism. It's going to be the people. And our autonomy, we never needed that fucking federal government. And we all know it now, don't we? The fact is we never fucking sanctioned that goddamn federal fucking government. We never consented to it. And we sure as hell didn't say, oh, you can go ahead and take our fucking land and sell it to goddamn communists and let communism come in and take the freedom and liberty that our fucking forefathers fucking died to give us. So that you can stuff your fucking pockets and move off to somewhere and watch this goddamn country go to a third world hellhole. Ain't gonna happen, son of a bitch. It might be a hellhole, but you're coming back to it. Where were we here? Oh, yeah, we were in 51% of the world's soybeans. We were talking about the meat. According to the agriculture news site AWeb, with 1.4 billion mainland citizens at the supper table, China is desperate for more farmland. Well, we'll weed those motherfuckers out for you. How about that? You come over here and try taking our goddamn food, you motherfuckers. You'll think you walked into a buzzsaw. Though Chinese President Xi, calls for food security, you bet. It ain't no security when fucking bullets are flying at you, son of a bitch. Chinese officials have ambitious strategic plans for agriculture investment to reshape patterns of agriculture trade and increase China's influence global markets. That's what fucking fucked us, people. It's that guy, I think it fucking was Nixon or whichever one that started that fucking global shit. When we were fucking the United States and our sovereign country, we were the number one, top of the fucking heap, man. Everybody wanted what we made because we made the fucking best and we had the fucking resources to do it. We don't need any, we're not like China before the fucking Cultural Revolution where they didn't have, they don't have shit over there. Everything they have, the fucking Jews have provided to provide a fucking enemy that they can come over here and put us goddamn Americans in our place because we dare to call those fucking Jew fucking cocksuckers, Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers out for what they are. And that's exactly what they are. And again, nobody taught me to hate you but you, you motherfuckers. The world knows what you fucking are. And they know that the fucking Chinese are in league with you, and I don't give a shit about their fucking super missiles. We will level that motherfucking place. Currently, Montana, one of the main problems is that the foreign actors, particularly China, are well-versed in hiding their land ownership, and that's another thing I've told you guys about. You look up any goddamn, oil company. You look up all these oil companies that are fucking getting these leases and stealing our fucking natural resources from us and filling their fucking pockets doing business with the communist Chinese. You look it up. You look up their guy and then you trace it. Trace the who owns what stock and who owns in it, and it always comes back to fucking China. China, you will not have the United States of America. You're about to lose. You got about 1 billion fucking people. 1.4 billion? How would you like to be knock it down to about 100 fucking people, you son of a bitches? Ownership. However, other states like Missouri actively welcome foreign investment in farmland acquisition. The fucking you people in Missouri put up with this shit from the fucking traders in your fucking state that would starve, they would starve your fucking children. They would starve, how would you like your fucking children kowtowing at the foot of a fucking Chinaman? How would you like that? Are you that big a fucking coward you can't run this shit? We can't, Americans can't, Americans always have run this country. For fucking 200 and about 30 fucking years, why would we need anybody? All the technology that China has that they brag about has been stolen from us. They're working right now with their fucking comrades, like fucking, I won't say Biden because he's not even a fuck, he don't even know where he's at. But like with the fucking communist committee here led by Barack Obama, George Soros, fucking goddamn the squad, the fucking Barry Sanders, all these motherfuckers, goddamn son of a bitch and communist goddamn infiltrators that should have been hung 10 fucking years as soon as they did this. Hell, we got goddamn Congress people who just came here as goddamn refugees in a year. And 1 year, they're fucking got a green card and they're a goddamn congressman. Don't you see what is going on? It's time to clear this fucking table off and start over. Push that fucking button and get rid of these motherfuckers. We got what it takes. We got plenty of what it takes. And that's why they haven't fucking, I mean, this is how communists fight. They're fucking gutless, spineless, fucking yellow shitting motherfuckers is all they are. Commie piece of shit. March your goddamn thousands of fucking over there, turn their heads at the fucking premier when they go by. I see your little sawed off asses. Fucking, we got machine guns to deal with your ass. We got fucking goddamn nuclear bombs to deal with your fucking ass. And we got them in Titan submarines, so I don't want to hear about your quick strike shit. Quick strike once and you lose your whole fucking country, you son of a bitches. Idaho attempted to bring in Chinese investment in 2007. Idaho! The hoe, you hoes up in Idaho, your goddamn fucking pricks up there, the goddamn, the infiltrators, the goddamn Jews, the goddamn fucking Zionists. They're trying to sell your goddamn country off and under you. First thing in the law, the highest law of this land, they have to take it from you through due process of the fucking law. They're completely dismissing your fucking Bill of Rights, your jurisdictional authority, the fact that we the people as individuals, all 320 fucking million of us, are the goddamn fucking, we're the defense force for this goddamn country. Come at us, motherfuckers. We don't have enough hands to fill the fucking guns we have. And we got lots of fucking people that want to fucking shoot your fucking asses. We're sick of you. We want our goddamn courts back and we want to hang you. We want to want you fucking hang. We want to want your body hanged until it rots and the fucking birds peck all the fucking meat off in it and the bones drop to the ground and the dogs drag them off. That's your future, motherfuckers. And you fucking know it. That's why you're so fucking desperate because fucking, hey, you know what? The people didn't scare. Some people scared. Some people, I mean, we already told you about that when they were doing the whole fucking operation over here. And when the Chinese were reporting to the main fucking international committees, they were showing fucking pictures of dickweeds walking around with their pants hanging around, down around their knees and their dirty asses sticking out and saying, this is all we gotta take. Well, no, it ain't. You gotta come into the fucking jungle, motherfucker. You ain't met America yet. But when you do, you'll realize why fucking people do not fuck with us. Because if we do put our goddamn liberty above our fucking lives, we're not like Chinamen. We're not like you Chinese fucking coolies over there. We don't fucking let a goddamn fucking dictator fucking rule over us, part us out when they want to sell fucking our goddamn body parts to the fucking rich like Dick Cheney. Wonder where he got his fucking heart. Wonder what Chinese political dissident had to give up his fucking heart for that piece of fucking criminal shit. And we are harboring fucking fugitives of justice. The goddamn fucking George Bush Jr., fucking Rumsfeld, fucking Rice, fucking goddamn Dick Cheney. These motherfuckers are international criminals who have committed genocide, and we are protecting them in this goddamn country. And it's not us, we the people. It's not we the American nationals. It's the fucking communist infiltration, occupation, fucking goddamn building walls around the goddamn capital with goddamn machine gun fucking slots to fucking shoot out. You're scared. You should be scared, you motherfuckers. Everybody understands what you are. And we do nothing but fucking prepare for fucking when the time comes to fucking remove your fucking asses from this country, remove your asses from this fucking earth. You are not going to put us in a situation of misery, because we don't live in fucking misery. We'll take a fucking fight. We'll take our fucking lumps. We'll take death if that's what it takes to fucking secure our fucking liberty. We're ready to fucking fight, you fucking punk bitch motherfuckers. So give it a fucking go. Quit fucking talking. Quit running your fucking gook fucking mouths and your fucking Zionist Jew fucking pig shit eating mouths. Get on it, motherfuckers. Yeah, we were talking about Idaho. We're gonna see Idaho attempted to bring in Chinese investment in 2007, but when they wanted to start a 30,000 acre industrial enclave near the Boise Airport, backlash issued, and it was not built. You ain't seen fucking backlash yet, you son of a bitches. Like I said, you can write it down on a fucking piece of paper. It's fucking fraud. We know it's fraud. We can prove it's fraud in about 30 fucking seconds. You can write it down, but you got to go come over here and do it too. You got to go out there in the open, and if these motherfucking cocksucking traitors in the goddamn Tory fucking army that you have, and the Tory fucking militia with the 3 percenters and the oath keepers, you want to take us on, motherfuckers? Let's fucking do it. We'll see who's got what it fucking takes to own this goddamn country. Our fucking people took it. My ancestors fucking took it. We'll take it back again, and we'll fucking punish you like you never been fucking, nobody's ever been punished on this fucking planet. You dirty fucking treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers. Yeah, backlash, huh? The federal law requiring foreign entities to advise the Department of Agriculture of investment in land is only haphazardly enforced. It's not enforced at all. Just like our fucking Bill of Rights, it's not going to be enforced by the goddamn invading god hordes. It's not going to be enforced by the goddamn people who are breaking the fucking law. That's like somebody fucking robbing a bank and turning themselves in. You think they're going to do it? No, they ain't. Are they even just going to stop because they know we're going to wipe their ass? No, they can't. They have passed the point of no return. We have all passed the point of no return. We are at fucking war. When you have your goddamn enemy coming in, taking up your goddamn, trying to get control of your food supplies, that's fucking war. That is the definition of fucking war. And you better get to fucking fighting them. Half-heartedly enforced, and companies from China are listed under various names. In addition to the USDA has, the USDA has enforced tracking of foreign entities under the law since 2014. You ain't bullshit. They tell you this one little fucking thing. Fuck you. You got all you fucking IGMOs out there, the voting motherfuckers, you idiots. You 12 to 20 fucking percent, you fucking morons. You keep, look around you. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Oh, well, all I gotta do is go vote. If we get Trump back in there, don't you see? Oh, you mean Trump? Who fucking violated the second article openly, committed to high enough treason to put a rope around his fucking neck when he, by fiat fucking dictate, said, attacked our second article, talking about our fucking goddamn bump stocks is against our fucking law. Fucking telling us that you are going to confiscate any of our goddamn guns is goddamn out and out treason. And you will be fucking hung by the neck or put up against a wall and fucking shot. That's what our duty is under our law. And don't expect that, you know, that some general's going to come along and, let's do this and everybody get, no, you fucking better be ready to fight as a goddamn individual. If every individual is ready to fucking fight, we come out all of us together. Well, I would watch the videos. I would learn how to fucking work as a fire team, at least at fire team level or squad level. And that way, when you run into other people of the same, the other American nationals who are fighting the war with you, you'll know how to fucking coordinate so you can have bigger groups to cause more fucking damage and kill more of the fucking enemy. Because they all got to be fucking shot out of here. Make no mistake about it. And then we got to go take our nuclear arsenal over and make them give our goddamn shit back to us. And the goddamn traitors that they will be harboring. Because I guarantee every one of these son of a bitches right now has a plan to get the fuck out of this country for fucking with the fucking first sign that the fucking people are, that the fucking fire has been lit and the fucking fire NATO is getting fucking ready to go off. They will run like the curs that they fucking are. They will find their fucking spider. They've got fucking places. I mean, just like Alex Jones got a little place hid down there in Costa Rica. You think they're going to save your ass down there, fat boy? Because it ain't going to happen. You have committed treason against we, the fucking people, and against our highest fucking law in this goddamn land. The only fucking law in this land, you fat fuck. And you are going to answer up to the fucking law, us, we, the people, the jurisdictional authority of this country. You're going to answer up. And you're going to get your fucking neck stretched. Because what you have done reaches the fucking level of treason and sedition. Aiding and abetting the enemy, you motherfucker. And all you motherfuckers that go along with it, all you Judeo-Christians out there going along with fucking Israel, fucking bringing in their agents and fucking infiltrating our government, dual citizens in anybody's government. And go look around the fucking world, see who else in the world would ever fucking allow such a thing. We are betrayed. We know who betrayed us. We know who you are. So keep fucking pushing. Chinese companies have various names from Bright Foods to WH to, it says Kofco Group, which operates under multiple names in multiple countries. See, this is how they hide it all. That's what I've been telling you about. This, our oil is going over there to those motherfuckers. They are fucking refining our fucking oil and bringing it back here and selling it to us on a world market fucking price. And they're getting it for $15 a fucking barrel. When it's goddamn like fucking $70-$80 a barrel right now, could go over 100 barrels. But where's all that money going? Where's all that wealth going to? Into the pockets of the fuckers who betrayed our people, who betrayed our country. These international son of a bitches who've been here 2 fucking weeks. Why don't you see in your government, why don't you see goddamn American nationals who can face their, trace their fucking lineage back to the fucking, at least the Revolutionary War. Why don't you see, why wouldn't that be the people that should be in control of this country? It's like Barack Obama or even goddamn, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not a natural born American. His mom was fucking Scottish. He had the choice of taking a Scottish goddamn, passport. He had that choice. An American national is born an American national. They can be nothing but an American national. That means both of your parents were American nationals, and both their parents were American nationals. Then you got Barack fucking Obama, born in fucking Kenya. And his wife coming up, I mean, fuck, we played it, we saw it, I don't know, they probably removed it. When I was searching the other day, the fucking communist Chinese are fucking, they're rearranging the goddamn internet. But fucking, we had the goddamn, video of her stand up talking about the first senator for the United States born in Kenya. And his dad was a fucking, Kenyan. And his mom, even if his mom wasn't American, he wasn't a natural born American because he had a fucking choice. He can carry 2 passports. American national can't. American national is American and American fucking only. Just like that goddamn, what the hell is his name? That Cuban son of a bitch from down there in Florida. Who? Do it again. Rubio. Marco Rubio. Both parents were Cuban. Both his parents were Cubans, and the way they hide it and when they slip around the questions, I believe they were here illegally to begin with. But it doesn't matter. His parents were Cuban. Both of them. And he's sitting in a fucking Senate fucking seat, people. And he's a fucking communist loving son of a bitch. And he cannot fucking serve in this fucking government. He's a foreigner. You got more goddamn foreigners than what they're... Well, it ain't a government. It's the corporation. See, they're trying to tell you, we're working under the Uniform Commercial Code and none of your laws apply to us. You want to fucking bet? That is the highest law in this fucking land. It is the law of we the people, sanctioned by we the people, fucking ratified by we the people. In December 15, 1791, it was the law before it ever was attached to your phony fucking constitution, not ratified by we the people. No consent from we the people. Just the fucking government that these fucking aristocrats built during an uprising. And don't never forget about fucking old John Adams. The first words out of his fucking mouth after the surrender of Cornwallis, let's name a king. And these motherfuckers ain't changed one iota over all of these fucking years. They have lived the elitist fucking life. They have stolen from every fucking American national in this country. And what they get is what they fucking got coming to them. It is past time, people. Either you're gonna get down on your fucking knees. You might as well just go ahead and dig the fucking ditch and tell them that you're waiting. You wanna get ahead in the line. And go get your goddamn fucking, 40 caliber lobotomy, cause you need it. Either that or you better fucking stand up on your goddamn legs. Well, people are standing up. I mean, we got these motherfuckers moving backwards. Like, man, but they're going to hit us with this propaganda bullshit. It's going to pour at us. Look at this one here. Gun safety through mandatory arms insurance. This is from Statesman Journal. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We can fix the gun problem and make America safer without an expensive, dangerous, and futile war on guns. To solve the problem of keeping guns out of the wrong hands, we must use the idea that limits losses from many other hazards. Insurance company, listen here, you corporate motherfuckers, you have no goddamn authority in this country. You are in gross violation of the Ninth Article of the People's Bill of Rights. When they forced fucking insurance on people with cars, we should have killed them then. Because it was just another step. But they always tell you, well, we just want this. I mean, just like with the attempt at fucking attacking our second article. If we could just have this background check thing. And then this. And then we want your BB gun. Now we want your goddamn spoon. Like you're sitting in fucking jail. These motherfucking communist fucking fascist prick pig motherfuckers have gotta go. Mandatory insurance makes people be responsible for choices that impose risks on others. We must require gun owners at any instant, maker, seller, or buyer, have liability insurance to cover any harms that the weapons cause. Insurance payouts would go to the crime victims. No jurisdictional authority to do any of this shit. And this is coming from, what the fuck is it? The Statesman Journal. These are all non-governmental motherfuckers. And they think they're going to just step in and just say, I work for the Washington Post. Well, I guess the Washington Post needs to get the fuck out of this country and go to China. And all the son of a bitches running it needs to be put up against the fucking wall. You're talking against the goddamn Bill of Rights, you motherfucker. You're talking against we the people. You're talking against our jurisdictional authority over our fucking land that you have been stealing, raping, and fucking taking the proceeds from the resources and dividing up amongst your goddamn international corporate mafia buddies, haven't you? Well, we've had enough of your goddamn communist fucking fascist fucking corporate mafia motherfucking asses. How about that? You know, you put this shit, I don't even want to, I'm going to even read this because you know what? Fuck you. Do it. Try it, motherfucker. Try it. Sooner or later, the rubber has to meet the road, don't you know? So sooner or later, somebody's got to stand there with a fucking gun and trade fucking bullets to fucking enforce this shit. And once we start shooting, man, there are so many of us People, don't be deceived by these bastards. They represent about 12 to 20% of fucking foreigners that have been fucking filtrated into our fucking country, infiltrated into our highest fucking seats of office by the Khazarian fucking Zionist fucking Jews who planned to rule the goddamn world from the Middle East, from what was the old Ottoman Empire, after they fucking captured that using our fucking blood and our fucking wealth, and we just hand it over to the Jew motherfucker. You ain't getting it. What you're going to get is hate to destroy Palestine for the Palestinians, but your fucking asses are going to get baked too. We're going to get rid of you motherfucking cock-sucking, dirty, low-down son of a bitches. And you think it, like, I'm talking today about fucking China being a threat? MacArthur fucking had China whipped. They would have been fucking, they would have never been a fucking problem to we the people. And fucking bottom line is, Germany would have fucking whipped fucking Russia. Germany had Russia fucking whipped. And here comes the fucking Americans to support fucking communism every fucking time. You think that might have been the order of the day? And then you have Barack Obama stood up. I remember it so clearly. And we defeated communism. You fucking cocksucking. A communist standing in your country who cannot be, I mean, if this was of the fucking republic that was fucking not even a republic because the people never fucking consented to it. But I mean, you would, if it was a real president and all this shit was real, it'd be a communist telling you, there ain't no, you defeated communism, I'm the proof of it because I'm standing here, I'm the world leader is a communist. Fuck you. Communism is shit. And it don't take people long to figure that one out. Just like this shit you're doing with your fucking COVID doesn't exist, COVID doesn't exist, COVID doesn't exist, bullshit. It's your goddamn fucking goddamn propaganda program. There's no such thing as COVID-19. There never has fucking been. This has all been to fucking work everything into place as they keep bringing these old communist cocksuckers, keep bringing these things like this is a foregone conclusion, a fait accompli. We ain't fired a fucking shot yet, you dickweeds. We ain't fired one fucking shot. We ain't attacked your fucking asses yet. Yet. You fucking push just, I mean, you're right on the epitus. Give it a fucking go, you son of a bitches. Just do it! Because you know what's going to happen. That's why, I mean, this why do you guys think they're playing, that way they have to go do these fucking psychotic angles. You see, I mean, they keep throwing this fucking shit at you. It's psychotic. We ain't going to allow it. I mean, it's just like saying that with that gun insurance. Well, we ain't going to fucking allow it. How about that? We outnumber you 1,000 to 1. One of you come over here and try to make 1,000 of us do it. We'll fucking, fuck you won't even, well, shit. I don't know if I'd waste a bullet, just a fucking hammer on your goddamn head. You ain't gonna fucking do it. Because we're gonna fight you and we're gonna fight like fucking Americans. We're gonna fight like demons straight out of hell. And you're kicking the fucking best of our fucking, of the international corporate fucking, NATO fucking army. You're kicking the men out. I mean, you're replacing with fucking faggots and goddamn transvestites. Yeah, this is going to be a real fucking interesting fucking war. Because they can come back here and now then they can actually fight for the goddamn freedom and liberty of their fucking people. Like that thump in their heart when they took that goddamn oath. It can be fucking real now. They understand now. And you do not have no well-oiled machine within the military fucking technology that's just gonna put us in fucking line. We're gonna rip this fucking place apart and your ass is with it. Anyway, we've made it past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, hey, you little fucking 2-inch peckered motherfucker over there in China, give her a fucking go, you son of a bitch. We'll fucking splatter your asses all over this fucking country. We'll fertilize our land with your blood, you motherfuckers. And that is the Word from the Trenches.